There have been times this year when I thought the cold, wet weather would never end. For some, it still hasn't. It's an inconvenience for people who live in the city, like me. But for farmers, bad weather means less money in the bank. Today, I'd like you to meet Don and Jean Fallman. They've been farming near Griffin, Saskatchewan for over 40 years. In that time, they've grown philosophical about whatever Mother Nature hands them.
We've learned to this liking for the land. As you become established, I guess you hope you're going to grow a crop. It's satisfying to grow a good crop, but it doesn't have that great importance, I guess, it's not the need isn't there so much anymore.
But I don't think we ever enter the season not expecting a crop. Don particularly is not a pessimistic person that thinks it's a bad year, I won't seed this year. He never talks that way. And I certainly never feel that way. I would always go out and plant the garden whether I'm putting it in dust or not.
If you're going to farm, your thoughts are positive. You think you're going to grow something. And we usually do grow something.
The haste that you feel is ingrained, though. You always feel a sense of haste and stress when you start to get into the harvest season. And it certainly is reflected in our sleep patterns. We toss and turn.
You hear rain on the roof in the night, you do get a little anxious. You come awake. We were lucky that we didn't get very much rain at any one time, but the yield was quite good, but we had frost on all of the crops, so it was a little disappointing for that reason. Grades are lower, so naturally the price is lower. We waited for a month. We had swaths down for a month before we were able to pick up anything, harvest anything. So you get a little anxious.
Years ago, he would have been almost tearing his hair when the weather had been like that, and he becomes more relaxed when it's not quite as panicky to get the crop off.
Everything depended on our harvesting in those earlier years, of course. Everybody was waiting to, you had bills outstanding, and it was very important to harvest as soon as we could to pay off some of these bills. I farmed with my father from the time I was a boy, and I guess it was just automatic that I was going to farm. I was 11 years old when I pitched bundles with an outfit. I got paid for it even. It's hard to believe that people did those things that young. Yeah.
It wasn't as much a choice as it was necessity. And there have been times when I think Don might have enjoyed to have been able to try something else. But we certainly were well aware of the stress of farming. My father was not a large farmer, but he was a nervous farmer. He became very anxious and full of angst when there was work to do and harvest and seeding.
First 10 years that we farmed, we bought our seed for 7 of those years. We had drought and hail and everything else that could happen to it. And yet we survived. We had no help at all.
That connection to the land that is, it seems to change our way of thinking. We don't expect to have a bumper crop every year, and all we ask is that we have a reasonable crop so that we make a living. The weather certainly interferes, but I think we just tend to complain out of sheer habit. I believe that farmers have a wonderful lifestyle, and having worked in town, worked with a lot of people on wages, I know that they have pressures every bit as great as we have by the weather. Certainly the weather isn't affecting them, but they have the threat of losing a job, or the salary never stretched to the end of the month. And I think that everybody that works in a small business or in a laborer's job has pressures, and the farmer has pressures. And I believe that you stay here because it's what you do. Maybe you're even trapped in it because it's all you were prepared for are new. But I don't believe that farmers should be treated as being exceptionally resilient and long-suffering. I think we're lucky. We have a wonderful lifestyle.
It's just a good feeling of relief when you see that or get into that last day, and hope the sun shines all day.
Sometimes when I feel sorry for myself, you make me feel like laughing. Sometimes when I feel so down and out, then you make me feel like dancing. And there'll be no shifty moves, just a quiet